Our scripture today is found in the book of Matthew. I forgot to mark it on the top there. But it's Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Let's pray before we do this. Lord, we thank you for this time to read your word together, for the mercy that you show us in the midst of this, by giving us a path to walk, by lighting that path through your word. Lord, we thank you. We pray that this word gets upon our hearts and our minds, and that we live it in all that we do. Lord, we thank you for your glorious love, and pray also for your mercy upon the sermon, that it too may be used for your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Hear now God's word. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I've done this before, but it's one of my favorite things to think about on Christmas Day. So the birth story of Jesus is listed in two places in the Bible. Matthew, which we just read, and Luke, which we read last night. But if you look real closely, the story of Jesus' actual birth is quite small. In Matthew, the story of Jesus' birth, as we just read, you know, we read Matthew 1, 18 to 25. In Luke, it's chapter 2, verse 1 to 20. But the actual birth announcement is very, very tiny. In verse 25, but Joseph did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. That's the story of Jesus' birth. That's all we get. Very, very skimpy on details. In the story of Luke, it's a little bit bigger. Looking for a Bible here. Bible. Thank you. I'll get back. Luke. Let's see here. Luke chapter 2. Again, like I said, it's also small. It says, excuse me, it's right here. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver a child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. That's the story of Jesus' birth in the book of Luke. Again, very small. It's not like the birth announcements today. I got a birth announcement just the other day. It also isn't very long, but it has more details. When a baby is born, we like details. Baby Enoch arrived today as a healthy 8-pound, 13 ounces, 21.5 inches long baby. Mom and baby, long boy. Mom and baby are doing well after 26 hours of labor and a C-section. Praise God.
Now that's the kind of birth analysis you can really sink your teeth into. We know that Enoch is healthy. We know how big he is. We know how much he weighs. We know that the mother's fine. In the Bible, it doesn't go into all that kind of detail. What kind of baby? Do you think Jesus was chubby? Maybe he was a 9-pound, 13-ounce baby. I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. That's the whole point about the Christmas stories. It's about Jesus being born, absolutely. I mean, that's an important part of it. But that's really not the focus. The focus of the Christmas stories is simply how the lives of the people were changed based upon Jesus being born. The stories aren't actually about Jesus. They're about Joseph and Mary and the shepherds and the angels and the wise men and Herod and Zechariah and Elizabeth. They're about Simeon and Anna. All these lives that... I did say shepherds, right? Okay. All these lives were touched by Jesus' birth in such a profound way. Jesus, who in his own birth narrative is afforded one tiny little line. That little baby, dependent upon everything and everyone around him for survival, changed the lives of, well, the world. And we see in Joseph's story, in this particular scripture that we'd read, that Joseph's whole plans for his future was thrown off kilter. In this day and age, Joseph would be an older man. We don't know exactly the age, 30s, maybe a little older. Where Mary would be a young woman, 15, 16, around that age. And Joseph was betrothed. Mary was betrothed to marry Joseph, and he was excited to get to start his own family. But when they got together, he found out that she was pregnant. His plans got thrown out of the window. This is not how he planned on it starting. With some thought, he was just going to move on. Divorce her quietly, let her go, and remain safe somewhere, because she wouldn't be safe. Single, pregnant mother could very easily get stoned in that society. And so he went to sleep with this knowledge of putting her away quietly, and God spoke to him and said, Joseph, don't do that. Child is mine. I chose you to watch him, and I chose her to have him. So stick with it. And we know Joseph did. But again, his life was changed from this point on. Mary's life was changed as a young woman getting into a marriage, becoming pregnant prior to it. Her life changed. And what we know about her is that in Luke, when she saw these things happen, she pondered them in her own heart. Shepherds were minding their own business, doing what it is they always do, and the angels came and threw that all into a tizzy. And they went in and to the main manger, and their life was changed. The wise men were minding their own business, looking up at the stars, and saw a kingly star. Followed it to Jesus, and their life changed. Simeon was promised that one day that he would see the Messiah with his own eyes before he died. He went to bed the night before thinking nothing, woke up the next morning, got a word from an angel, the Messiah is here. Go and see him. His life was changed. Anna visited the temple every single day to worship God, and on this day she saw the Messiah. Her life was changed. The neat thing about being able to worship together on Christmas Day is that together we get to reflect, how has our life changed? Meeting this Christ child, Knowing that Jesus is in our lives, how does that make our life different? If you want to know how it makes your life different, start thinking this what-if question. Playing what-if can be fun sometimes. Play what-if with this question. If Jesus wasn't born at all, how would your life be different? My life would be dramatically different. So much would change. I wouldn't be here. Don't think I'd be married to Stephanie. Wouldn't have the boys I have. Everything would be different. So how has my life changed now that Christ is in my life? Now that we celebrate Jesus' birth, how do I live differently? When people see me or meet me, do they know that Christ is born? Do I share that with them through the way that I live and love? I pray so. And I pray that on this Christmas day, that you follow Calvin and Hobbes' lead here. Just think about it. Take a few moments, however long it might last. How has our life changed because Jesus is born? How has Trafford changed because Jesus is born? I pray that through this season of contemplation, that as the season moves on, that we then react to it and live into it so that others know that Christ is hope, peace, love, and joy. And I certainly thank God for that. I share with you this final benediction today. May your heart hear the songs of the angels, and may the star of Bethlehem shine. Should have read this before. Shine on the, what's that say?
Yeah.
What? Gifts. Thank you. Let me start over. May your heart hear the song of the angels, and may the star of Bethlehem shine on the gift you bring, the Christ child. Amen and amen. Everyone have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. I guess I won't see you until next year, huh?